Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin a special current events study that we have titled in the form of a question, What About September 2015? The date of the recording of this message was September 2nd, 2015, and the reason for this study is to respond to the hype, sensationalism, and downright panic that has been stricken in the hearts of undiscerning believers who have been convinced that everything from the Feast of Israel, the Shemitah, and the Blood Moons are all converging to bring about an apocalyptic scenario. And of course, this includes date setting and calls for a September 23rd rapture by some, or simply some sort of global catastrophe or economic collapse. We will look at some of these claims and separate the wheat from the chaff to see that there really are some very interesting and exciting prophetic developments that include events of September 2015. However, we will also see that much of the hype is just a cash-making scam. And we would urge you to listen carefully and to share this two-part message on social media and in email with those who may be caught up in the hype and panic of the moment. So we now begin our study of What About September 2015. This is part one of two.
And because the purpose of this message is current events. What about September 2015? And we'll talk about why that's important. But we'll go ahead and read this text in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, in your authorized King James Bible, beginning in verse 1, read that with me. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, what you just read is an alert and a reminder to the church in Thessalonica that they should not, based on their knowledge, Paul's already taught this stuff to them, and based on their knowledge of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. How many of you know that's two different things? The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He comes to the earth, He comes in vengeance. Mm-hmm. And by our gathering together unto Him, that's when we go up in the rapture.
Amen.
And the rapture and the return are two different events.
Amen.
And He says that based on your knowledge of that, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, meaning not by, you know, ooh, I'm gonna, or by something that someone says to them, what they're hearing, like YouTube, for example, nor by letter. That would be like email today. Some of you have probably never even written a letter in your lifetime. As from us, I've met a bunch of people who have never written a letter. I had somebody who is 18 years old ask me how to address an envelope. Yeah, under 21, man, they live in a different world. And it says, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now I got to say this, the day of Christ is the day of the Lord. It's the same thing. And the day of Christ and the day of the Lord encompass everything after the rapture to the end of the millennium. And that is a teaching you'll get confused and messed up by a lot of teachers today. Sure. And I don't have time to go into all that. But it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? The day of Christ.
Amen.
The day of the Lord, which includes everything after the rapture. Okay?
Yep.
That day shall not come, except there come a, number one, falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. There's two things. The day of the Lord will not happen until this. Why? I'll explain in just a second. And then it describes who we know to be the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. So, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? See, Paul had already taught this. And it is incredibly aggravating to see professing Bible believers fear the beginning of Daniel's 70th week in complete contradiction of the Word of God. And yet I get it all the time, especially in the digital world and the internet listeners and radio listeners. But there are people who have been listening sometimes for months, and then they'll contact me scared to death that the tribulation period's about to start or already has. In some cases, they think it's already started. Yeah. Listen, one of the things that Tom and I were talking about earlier today was that these Left Behind movies, you know, folks, there's a movies. That's not the Bible.
Amen.
So watch those movies, fine, but you better check out the Scripture.
Amen.
And one of the things about the Left Behind movies that is, I think, grossly misrepresented is the wickedness of the tribulation period.
Yeah.
When you watch the Left Behind movies, they don't look. It doesn't look like it's much worse than it is now.
Right. Right.
And if you look at Ferguson and some of the other places around the world, like where ISIS is right now, it's worse than it is in the movies that are supposed to be presenting the tribulation period, which Jesus said would be like a time that is worse than anything we've ever experienced.
Amen.
So you watch this stuff, like the Left Behind movies or whatever, you better keep in mind the scriptural difference. And folks, if you have to send me an email or a text and say, could this be the tribulation? No, you won't have to ask when it hits.
Amen.
Okay? You're going to know. But you're not going to be here. Now look what it says. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The falling away is in progress.
Yes.
If you were here, those of you who were here Sunday, saw where we showed where in the United Methodist Church, a gay man, as they call themselves, sodomite, for those of you who think it's terrible that I use the word gay, I used the language of the time. And they call themselves gay, they call themselves queer, they call themselves faggot, the Bible calls them sodomites. I'll use every one of those words, and all of you will get over it if you don't like it.
Amen.
It's, we're English police and vocabulary police. Drive me crazy. I have people always telling me the right word to use. Listen, I'm using the words they use about themselves, and I'm using the word the Bible uses.
Amen.
Now, this falling away is in progress, and we watched Sunday where a sodomite got on a knee and proposed in a church service at a United Methodist church to a man. And when he said yes, the place broke out in applause with everybody, but I counted three or four people who didn't stand to applaud in a house full of people about three or four times the size of this crowd at least.
Yeah.
But this falling away will not be complete until the rapture removes the remnant of Philadelphian believers. According to the first three chapters of Revelation, Revelation chapter 3, there is Sardis, and then there's Philadelphia, and there's Laodicea. And those last two churches, Philadelphia and Laodicea, represent what's here on earth now. The Philadelphian church is described as those who have kept the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it's clear that anyone who sticks to the King James Bible is Philadelphian.
Amen.
Now, it's not just carrying one, but it's actually believing it.
Yep.
But that's a Philadelphian. And then everyone else who is abandoning the Word of God, watering down the gospel, corrupting their doctrine, and then going into apostasy, those are the Laodiceans.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, when the rapture takes place, there's nothing left. The falling away is complete.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. That's right.
So that great, it's not just a falling away, it's the great falling away. There's never been a falling away like this, because even during the flood, there were a boat full of people left who believed. You ever think about that? Mm-hmm. But at the rapture, the moment after the rapture, there's not a single believer on earth.
Sure. Amen.
That's right.
That's never happened. Not in all of human history. Until then, you're not seeing the day of Christ.
That's right.
That's what Paul says. And the son of perdition will not be known until he confirms the covenant with Israel. The Mosaic covenant with Israel has 7 years left. Now, Jesus fulfilled it. But this last 7 years will be 7 years of apostasy under a counterfeit covenant with the Antichrist. But it will be Mosaic in nature. It will include a temple. It will include animal sacrifice. It will include the feasts and the feast calendar. It will include everything in a false sense that was under Mosaic law the first 69 weeks. Until then, you're not in the day of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You get that? All right. So here's how you ID the Antichrist. In Daniel 9:27, he shall confirm the covenant, not a covenant, not a peace treaty. Mm-hmm. I heard that so much in the 90s that I've had to fight to overcome calling it a peace treaty. Yeah. They call it that all the time. Yes, they'll say peace and safety, and then come sudden destruction. But what this is talking about is the... What, spell this. T-H-E. Now pronounce it. The. Not a covenant. The covenant with many for 1 week. And that'll include Israel and the nations. There'll be a global agreement. Now, there are a growing number of sloppy, careless, errant teachers who are claiming to be able to ID the Antichrist in other ways. And we've talked about that before, and in the past, some of you have seen that. It was Henry Kissinger and Ronald Reagan, and you know, probably someone's figured out Hillary. Follow them at your own peril, spiritually speaking.
Amen.
You follow people like that, you're just going to end up used and abused. And these merchants are selling books by, look at this, tying the feast of Israel to Gentile nations. Folks, if you're watching TBN and Daystar, first of all, what is wrong with you?
Amen, brother.
No, seriously, there are every once in a while there's a decent teacher on there. But even if you think this guy is decent, or this girl, if you think they're a decent teacher and they start bringing up the Feast of Israel and tying them to the church, turn them off. Mm-hmm. Right there you have all the reason in the world to totally reject what you're hearing.
Sure.
And one of the most prolific is this Jonathan Kahn, I believe is his name.
Over the past year, and then some, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has been claiming to have received revelation that America is under a covenant with God similar to that of Israel. And based upon that, he is warning of impending judgment.
You know, the best-selling book, The Harbinger, which means the warning of judgments, they're reappearing again. There's nine of them. But one of the ones that is reappearing is the understanding and the revelation of a biblical term called the Shemitah.
The Shemitah is a transliterated Hebrew word. It is only applicable to Israel, not America or Europe.
Now, Rabbi Jonathan, what is the Shemitah?
There are no rabbis in the New Testament church. That is a term for Jewish teachers in the synagogues of Israel.
Amen. Amen.
The Shemitah is an ancient mystery. It goes back over 3,000 years to Moses, Mount Sinai. Yet it is affecting everything from 9/11 to the rise and fall of the economy.
The Shemitah is not applicable to Gentile nations.
Period.
Crashing of the stock market to the rise and fall of nations, everything from World War I, World War II, what is happening right now, and what will happen.
Okay. Let's just go start with basics.
Yeah.
What does the Shemitah mean? What does the word mean?
The Shemitah means the release, but it can also mean the fall or the collapse in Hebrew.
Lexicon.
It can also mean the shaking. And what it is, in Mount Sinai, God gave this law to Israel. Every seventh year, you would have a Sabbath year, a year of rest. That rest was called the Shemitah.
Again, the Shemitah only applies to Israel.
It used to be a blessing. But when Israel turned against God, the Shemitah comes back as a sign of judgment on a nation that is driving God out of its life. So this is where it affects us particularly today.
Wrong. America is not Israel. Notice Khan's change in 1 year, not as confident, looking worried, hedging his bets.
Shalom. This is Jonathan Khan, the author of The Harbinger and the Mystery of the Shemitah, and we have been deluged with people calling and emailing across the country and the world saying, what's happening? We want to know. And so I thought it best to do this on the web. Uh-huh. First of all, I believe a great shaking is coming. I've shared that for years. I believe a great shaking is coming to America and the world, and that the shaking will involve the financial realm, the economic realm.
He looks terrible.
Collapse, and even more than those realms, a shaking even that could be much greater than that.
So the thing is that the Shemitah affects, as you can see, the economy right away. It has been affecting everything in our lives from really, there's no end to it. It's amazing, and it's precise, down to the days, the hours, even the seconds.
But I am between two things because I am warning of shaking, a great shaking to come. And I'm sounding that alarm. At the same time, I want to be cautious to not let all
notice
this be
the difference?
Focused on dates for a reason. I have given these cautions from the beginning.
There's no end to it. It's amazing and
last
it's precise.
Year when they
down
selling
to
the
days, the hours, even the seconds.
I want
this
to be
year.
Cautious to not let all this be focused on dates for a reason. I have given these cautions from the beginning.
There's no end to it. It's amazing and it's precise, down to the days, the hours, even the seconds.
Even to the seconds.
I want to be cautious to not let all this be focused on dates for a reason. I have given these cautions from the beginning, and I will do it again. First caution is God doesn't have to do anything. He is sovereign. He doesn't have to work according to our schedule or understanding or even how he has worked before.
There's five great turning points or long-term collapses combined often with recessions. When do they take place? I'll give you an example. 1973, first one. Second one, 1980. Third, 1987. Fourth, 2000. And fifth, 2007, great recession. What do you notice about all of them? Every one of them is separated by a seven-year period. I mean, 73 to 80, 7 years. 80 to 87, 7 years. 2000 to 7 years. Are any of them linked specifically to the year of the Shemitah? 1973, year of the Shemitah. 1980, Shemitah. 87, Shemitah. 2000, Shemitah. 2007, the Shemitah. Every single 100% of them happened according to the appointed time in the Bible. Some of these things went down to the seconds.
Nothing has to happen in September or the autumn. It could be very uneventful. And if nothing happens, well, then what will we do? We will praise God. We will be bold for the Lord. We will spread the gospel. We will stand as witnesses. That's what we will do.
After convincing you that God's Shemitah applies to Gentile nations and is precise down to the second.
I'm not saying God has to, but it's amazing what he's done. He's just amazing. He's in charge of everything.
So this seventh Shemitah that is coming up could be the wrap-up, not just for America, but everything.
But it could be prophetic. And again, we can't put God in a box, but isn't it amazing? The Shemitah holds the mystery, really, of everything.
And if nothing happens, well, then what will we do? We will praise God. We will be bold for the Lord. We will spread the gospel. We will stand as witnesses. That's what we will do.
The we being spoken of here is Khan. And we will be rolling in the cash. Khan passed $1 million in sales of this scam 2 years ago. In addition to that, he sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in other book and video sales, also preaching this replacement theology, apocalyptic prophecy, replacing Israel with America. Meanwhile, his publisher threatens to sue Christians who dare reject and refute Kahn's supposed revelations.
Does something have to happen according to that cycle? No, but the last two it has. Be aware. Then you have Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. You have the finishing of the Feast. Blood Moon period. You have the Shemitah's wake, the wake of the Shemitah, which are the next few months. And you have, again, that whole year of September 2015 to 2016. It's enough to take notice.
In other words, Jonathan Kahn doesn't know any more than you or I do. His books are baseless speculation, but a great source of income, and have been a major distraction for millions.
Amen. Amen.
He's looking bad because God's wrestling with him because he's messing with that book.
That's what I said. Exactly. He looks really bad. He's gone way, just from, I saw him about 3 or 4 months ago, and his health. And you know what? If he's a saved man, I expect that.
Yes. That's right. In the video. God disciplines his children.
That alarm wasn't part of the movie, was it?
No.
Oh, that is actually going on?
No, that was...
You added that.
Yeah, it was part of the video. That's what you meant. Yeah. Johnny's thinking there's a tornado coming.
It's happened before, you know.
Did anybody recognize what the song was?
Oh, I didn't hear a song.
You dropped a bomb on me. That's what it was. Anyway, this is what he's doing. It's like a good psychic, charismatic prophets... throw out an endless slew of predictions, and if they get one right, the suckers ignore the 99 they got wrong.
Amen.
That's what happens. Every psychic out there, you take, what's that one that was popular in the 60s and 70s? Some of you older folks, help me out here.
Gene Dixon.
Yeah, Mark has all her books. And Gene Dixon predicted everything from monkeys flying to who knows what. And because she made a reference to JFK being assassinated or an assassination attempt or something, they ignore all the wrong stuff. And she was famous to the day she died because of that one.
Yep.
If you throw enough balls against the wall, some of them going to stick. Amen?
Amen?
That's all they're doing. They're just, oh, one stuck. I win.
World was
going to
end.
Well, she's close. It's going to end within a century of that. This is for real. This is not fake. This is the garbage. Mike Kaler posted this on his Facebook page or in our group. Learn how to prophesy with amazing accuracy for only $199. Folks, my head's exploding. Prophecy comes from God. If it's true prophecy, you don't have to learn how to have accuracy. It comes from God and you speak it. Secondly, we have the Word of God in that book, and you're not going to see prophets again until after the rapture. Joel 2 is fulfilled and the 144,000 are marked, sealed with the seal of God, and they go around preaching the gospel. Until then, you want to spend $199 on something, you know, buy something useful.
Is it only 2 hours long? It's like
4 minutes. No, it's 17 lectures of...
Eight.
Well, it might only be 2 hours long. Yeah.
2 hours, 17 lectures.
Is that an accredited course? Could I take
them
as college?
That might be transferable to your college credits, you know.
Can you send me a link for that?
It's in the group.
If I wear a cross, why do you say it?
Do you recommend that?
Now, I'm not recommending that, obviously.
It has a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Now, listen, September is an interesting month. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not an interesting month.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what?
9/11.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's my birthday.
When?
Yeah. It's my birthday, get your groove on. What's that? It was a song. This is a song that somebody posted on Facebook. But other than my birthday being in September and Jenny's birthday being in September,
you're taking money, right?
The date setters and booksellers are once again setting people up for disappointment, and that's why we're having this conversation tonight. There are a lot of people who are convinced. You remember the Harold Camping thing? And they contact me. Ooh, you. And I reply, say, you're being deceived. You need to see through this and see what's going on. And they won't listen. And it's just like we were talking earlier with Janice. When they'll get mad at God. They'll get mad at... That'll hurt their relationship with Jesus Christ. The problem isn't Jesus. The problem is them not obeying Jesus when he tells them to try the spirits. Tells them to test everything, Acts 17:11, by the word of God, and they won't do it. And then when they get suckered, they want to blame God. This is the kind of headline panics we're seeing in the internet world on the news sites. Urgent warning, the greatest nightmare ever begins September 2015. Live. Major biblical prophetic event coincides with the ending date of Jade Helm. You will be left speechless. Eye-opening, stunning videos below. And it was just... They've got these charts showing all this. I'm not going to go over this chart. But that's just an example of the detail. And Harold Camping had this kind of stuff too. I mean, he went back to Daniel 9 and had dates and had the calendar. I mean, it was intricate, wild, and completely false. Here's another one. Six huge asteroids are coming our way as doom mongers insist world will end in 4 weeks.
Everybody reads the express.
And I'll show you, there's some more of that later. But here's real quick. It's FEMA National Preparedness Month. I'll grant you that when the federal government has exercises, bad things usually do happen. That's the truth. You look up what was going on when Sandy Hook took place. Go back to 9/11. What was happening on 9/11? There was all these already had drills going on when 9/11 took place. Why in 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing, the ATF had totally vacated the building with dozens of their employees. For some reason, they weren't there when it blew up. On September the 11th, it's the 14th anniversary of September the 11th.
Wow.
What day was September 11th on?
Tuesday.
September 11th.
Oh.
On the 13th, it's the Shemitah, and there's a partial solar eclipse. That day, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky hailed the coming of Messiah of Israel. Problem is, he's already missed the real one.
Amen.
So there's no Messiah coming that day for him. On the 15th is the 70th UN Assembly. That's the first day of the 70th UN Assembly. 70 years since it started. Now this is also the day this Jade Helm is supposed to culminate in the roundup of millions of Americans into Walmart concentration camps.
America!
And they shut down like 8 Walmarts in 6 states, and all the YouTubers had everybody freaking out thinking that they were going to hurt all of us conservatives and put us into Walmart. And the problem with that is, number one, if you do the math, that's not enough space. I mean, they need about 5,000 Walmarts just to get a good number of us in there. And just like Walmart, there'll be lines. So what about Jade Helm? This Jade Helm is no joke, but it's sad because it's a sign of things to come, but not the massive roundup that Chicken Little was calling for. And that's what's wrong with this, is people would get tired of hearing Chicken Little, and they'll stop listening when you try to really warn them. That's what's going on. Satan is discrediting Christians and Christianity, even though a lot of us have been waving the flag saying, no, but we're being drowned out. So most of the world is hearing Chicken Little. And they're saying, oh, you Christians, you're nuts.
Yep. Well, Greg, you know what God said when before he called it all us hillbillies to heaven, didn't he? Attention, Walmart shop.
Instead of come up hither. Young man, you've got detention. Now,